In the WRHI News Center, I'm Teller Cupp. The City of Rock Hill Planning Commission had a busy night on Tuesday on the agenda trying to address the amount of police and medical calls with homeless people staying in hotels along with storage units for long periods of time.
Poverty is not a character flaw, and it feels as if we are specifically targeting a very specific socioeconomic group that we have to be careful of.
That's Jonathan Nazir, who sits on the Planning Commission. The proposed regulations and presentation seem to be primarily about putting a cap on hotel stays for homeless people, with storage facilities and campsites also being part of the ordinance. Other regulations included prohibiting renting rooms to residents of the county and even looking at room inspections upon request by the city. However, the conversation turned quickly to the lack of affordable housing. This is Stephanie Hazelrig.
Are we going to address affordable housing or not? Because that is, those people that are staying there, that are locals, they're paying money. Are we going to address housing for people who work, but they can't afford the $350,000? That's the average price point in Rock Hill.
That's just one layer of the issue. Another was hotel owners also being concerned about it. They said they could lose revenue. In violation of these rules, hotels would be penalized with demolition by the city or costs assessed as a lien on the property.
We've got problems, but let's solve it together and figure out how to do it. There is a way to do it, but the way that this is kind of being railroaded in, and it needs to be thought out before it even goes to city council, before you guys, we should have had more opportunity and time to do this.
Even though it was voted down unanimously, city council will still look at this topic themselves on January 27th.